Hey there, this is Aaron Luttrell. This is the Aaron Advantage Podcast. Today I'm sitting down with Maria Evans with Encompass Health Deaconess Rehabilitation Hospital. That is a mouthful.
That was a great job. You did a good job.
I remembered what it actually is.
You're one of the best, actually.
I've practiced many, many times. I'm not going to lie. So, Maria, tell us a little bit about what Encompass actually is, what you guys do, and kind of introduce yourself and what you do at the organization.
Well, I'll take the other 15 minutes and go ahead and say my name again, but I'm Maria, and I am with Encompass Health Deaconess Rehabilitation Hospital. So, of course, everyone loses the attention span, usually goes after about Encompass Health, and then everybody loses it, but we are a hospital, and that's the last word in that name, but that is the one important word that I want everybody to remember. Encompass Health, of course, is the company that I work for. We have 100-plus rehabilitation hospitals all across the country.
And where are you guys located locally?
Locally, we are in Newburgh now, at 9355 Warwick Trail in Newburgh, and it's just about a mile east of Deaconess Gateway Hospital. Okay. So right inside Newburgh there.
So that new facility they just built just south of the Lloyd Expressway.
Yes, for a long time it was purple. A long time. It was the big purple building right inside Newburgh, but now it is all white. And so we're really the only hospital or building or structure right there on the end, that end of the Warwick Trail. So we are open. Obviously, we're a hospital with COVID and everything, but if you do want to stop by and take a tour, it is available for that. So if you guys want to come in, nobody really wants to go to a hospital and tour, but it's a wonderful facility.
I will say, you know, I had the opportunity to come in and take the tour with you, and I'm not a hospital guy. Like, my dad knows I don't go to hospitals.
Nobody
my mom
is.
Doesn't want me to go to hospitals. Like, I'm probably like the far and extreme, absolutely don't want to go, but it's actually a really cool facility.
I don't think I've ever met a person that is like, yeah, I would love to go tour a hospital or, you know, any other healthcare entity, really. You don't need healthcare, or I mean, you don't really want healthcare until you need it.
That's true.
And it's typically one of those things that nobody is prepared for. And so I think that part of my message is to get out there and be advocates for yourself and for your healthcare. And we all want to do preventative medicine and exercise and eat healthy, and that's awesome. But sometimes our loved ones, family members and things, you know, they need medical care. And if you have no clue what's out there, you're in a crisis situation.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we want to do podcasts like this.
That's right. So, Maria, what is actually your title or your role specifically at Encompass?
Oh, that's another 15 minutes. My official title is marketing liaison. So liaison means I'm French. And so a liaison, though, it does mean a go-between. And so I feel like I'm the marketing liaison. I am the go-between between what we do at our hospital and our community. And I really want to promote what goes on inside. Of course, it's a beautiful building. It actually was opened 1 year ago. Today.
Has it actually been a year already?
1 year today.
Wow.
It was in my Facebook memories. Our ribbon cutting was today. And so we've been there for a year, and it's a wonderful facility, but it's what goes on inside the facility that makes me do what I do for almost 10 years.
Awesome. Now, I know that we didn't touch on this, but everybody will probably remember Health South as the previous name of Encompass, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of misconceptions about what Health South did and the services they offered. Kind of let us know, like, specifically, what do you guys specialize in? I know you're a hospital, but you have some specialties that you really kind of hone in on. And
of course. What
is that you guys
do? We are a specialty hospital. So going back to Health South, so that name changed 2 years ago. So we wanted to really confuse everybody. So we changed our name, and Health South as a corporation changed to Encompass Health after acquiring some home health and hospice companies throughout the country, not here locally, but so they just took on that name of Encompass Health. And so when we changed our name, then 2 years later is when we built the new hospital. So we are a hospital. So we actually have to have patients that are sick. You know, so we have doctors
and
nurses.
You don't want healthy
patients? Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're healthy, let's go ahead and not come to the hospital, right? So our patients do have to have a medical component that a doctor has to see them at least 3 times a week, if not more.
Gotcha.
And so they have to have some sort of acute illness. So not the chronic stuff that everybody lives with that you're on medications for or whatnot, but something, an injury or an illness that has suddenly occurred and you need medical management. So that is our patient on the medical side. And then on the function side, we need patients that need rehabilitation. So you need to have a need for physical therapy, for occupational therapy, for speech therapy. So those types of patients you're thinking about are stroke patients, brain injury patients, multi-trauma patients that have been in car accidents, hip fractures, the in the wintertime when everybody kind of falls on that ice, you know, the hip fractures, even the heart issues, the cardiac issues. If you had a heart surgery, a heart attack, you're going to not be able to just jump right out of bed from that acute care hospital and go home and be successful. So those are what we specialize in. We specialize in intensive rehabilitation. So intensive, not to be scary, but we're not going to let you sit in the lap of luxury and think you're doing rehab. We are going to be doing something at least 3 hours a day, every day.
Yeah, that was the thing that really stood out to me whenever I came to tour the facility, the rehabilitation gymnasium area.
Yes.
Like where literally there were just tons of patients that were in there getting the rehabilitation things.
Right.
And all of the different activities that you have. It's not just physical rehabilitation. There's also, like you said, like the mental stimulation and stuff like that.
Right.
So kind of talk about some of the different cool tools.
The
toys,
we have,
if you
geeky
will.
Technologies. Everybody has geeky technologies. The therapists especially have lots of different things, and it benefits our patients. You know, we see an average length of stay of only 2 weeks with us, so
nice.
That's really a limited amount of time for somebody who might come in with a really severe disability due to a stroke. You know,
right.
They may not be able to move their entire right side. So what are these technologies going to help that patient do? They're going to help that patient with stimulation, their muscles and their nerves and their tendons and things. And so it might be something that attaches to their arm that actually stimulates their grasp so that they can grasp a fork or grasp a mug. Those are things that if we didn't have them would take months and months and months of traditional rehab.
Right.
But because of that technology, we're able to help them in a quicker amount of time. So we have a tracking system up on our ceiling that people can get harnessed up into and weight lifted off of them so that they can walk further distances. The key to rehabilitation is repetition. And the key is also getting that brain to realize what's happening and to retrain that brain and recreate the neuro pathways that it's lost
right.
In that illness or injury. So all of those technologies, there's too many, honestly, to talk about, but all of the technologies are doing that very thing. They're retraining the brain. Whether it's a hip fracture and it's a muscle and a bone that's broken, your brain needs to understand
right.
how to heal from that injury.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool to see all of the different technologies. And then the other cool stuff is you had mentioned the occupational therapy, and I think a lot of people hear that and don't really know what that is. You know,
right.
My sister-in-law is an occupational therapist, so I've got
a lot of people
grasp.
Think, "Oh, they're going to give me a job?"
Yeah.
What? No.
But it's more like
yeah.
the lifestyle stuff that we all take for granted on a daily basis.
It's tying
basis.
Your shoes, it's putting on your socks, it's learning how to dress yourself, it's learning how to shower or shave. It's the activities of daily living, which people usually abbreviate ADLs.
Right.
It's those types of things that the occupational therapist really works on. And those are really, you know, walking and physical therapy and balance and all of that is important, of course, but the activities of daily living are what we do every day. And that's how we're successful when we go home after rehab.
Right.
If we can't take a shower by ourselves or go to the bathroom by ourselves.
Or even cook food.
They were
baking cookies
yes,
when I was
yes.
there.
We have a whole ADL suite. That is a room that has a fully functional stove and kitchen. And it has a washer and dryer and a pantry and a bed and all kinds of stuff so that they are prepared to go home and they feel confident when they leave us.
Excellent. The other cool thing, which for some reason, I don't know why this sticks out to me and really blew my mind more than anything else, is the courtyard that you guys have with the different surfaces. Like you said, in the wintertime, you got ice, you got people slipping and falling. But you also don't think about, hey, there's all these different textured surfaces and just a normal daily walk down the street.
I mean, look at the carpet we have right now. That's not linoleum floor. That's what hospitals have. You know, they have the pretty shiny waxed linoleum floor that makes it easy to walk on, because we want people to obviously not fall in the hospital. So we want to make that. But, you know, our courtyard outside, it's in the middle of our building, and it's directly connected to our therapy gym, so that if maybe someone is being really successful and they're doing great, okay, well, we're going to challenge them every step of the way. We're going to make sure that they're challenged every day. And so we're going to take them outside, and we have 5 different surfaces on the ground that they will encounter in real life. So that we have the aggregate driveway pebble stones. We have a decking that has little gaps in between each of the pieces of wood. And then we have an asphalt street with a manhole cover, just being prepared. You know, when you cross a street, we have a regulation size curb so that they know what the height of a curb is if they're crossing the street. They have the red dots, you know, that you go up the ramp and they trip everybody up. They trip me up.
I'm going to say I don't think I need therapy, but I'm wrong, and I trip over that stuff all the time.
And you're a fully functional, person. Yeah. And, you know, if you add a prosthetic leg, you add a walker or a wheelchair or a cane, you know, if you have these devices that you're not used to, you have no idea how to navigate that. And why would we send someone home and think that they would be successful if we didn't practice first?
Yeah. It's all those things that the normal person, the fully functional person, would take for granted as, hey, this isn't something that, I mean, I'm just walking. It's not that big.
We take nothing for granted there. That is for sure.
Absolutely. So you kind of told us where you're at in the specialties you do. Describe the facility a little bit. Like, how many patients can you guys hold and all that stuff?
We can hold a lot. and we are prepared to grow. So right now, our new hospital at Work Trail, we have 80 beds, and they are all private rooms. So nobody has to share a bathroom, or nobody has to share anything.
Which is absolutely something that's probably pretty critical.
In this day and age, it was perfect timing. But yeah, it's
COVID preparedness.
So, 80 rooms, and we have, it's basically 3 different units. And so we have hallways that are dedicated for different diagnoses. And so, because we want our patients to kind of be together, and our staff and our therapists are typically really skilled at that one particular area. So usually there's therapists that are skilled at Parkinson's disease. So we try to keep those patients with those therapists, and strokes and brain injuries and things like that. So 80 patients there at Work Trail. And then we also have a satellite location within Deaconess Midtown Hospital on the 4th floor, and there's 18 beds there. And so we are able to kind of do the West Siders over there so that they don't have to go to Newburgh, because we want to, you know, obviously. But we just thought it was an opportunity to have a space over there, and to obviously offer more rehab to those who need it. And I would love to say that we're always full, but we kind of always are full. And it's not I wish we weren't. I wish everybody, you know, wouldn't hurt themselves and need us, but we are able to help. And then at Work Trail, we are able to expand at some point. So we'll be able to expand.
You got some extra space there already ready to go.
I think it's either 20 or 40 more beds, but
excellent.
We can push out to 2 hallways.
Nice.
I know.
So anything in particular that I haven't thought of about, you know, the services you guys offer or anything?
I'm really glad that you've come to my facility, because you really are like helping me. You know, I just want to make sure that people understand the difference of the level of care. And I can say hospital till I'm blue in the face, but not everyone, but there's a lot of places around that it's very confusing, and people hang the rehab sign on their door and they're not real sure what the difference is between us and a skilled nursing facility, or even outpatient. What is progressive and what is pro rehab, and what are they, you know, how are they different? And so just making sure that you know the difference between the levels of healthcare out there. So, right. You know, that's a whole nother podcast, I'm sure.
And I'll say that's one thing that really stood out to me, you know, from the time we first met, is the fact that you really hammered home the fact that this is a hospital. And, mm-hmm. you know, my misconception and everything previously for HealthSouth was, you know, I heard people say, oh, it's a nursing home, or, oh, it's sure. just an outpatient place. And right. I really never knew exactly what it is you guys do.
Right.
And so it was interesting for me just to see the facility and actually learn more about, oh, hey, it right. is just an actual hospital where right. people can come right. and
you can't live
care.
Here. You can't right. live there. We won't keep you. I promise you, yeah. we will not keep you.
We want to kick you out.
We want to kick you out. We want you to go home. Like that's our goal. And there are definitely facilities out there that have beautiful places to live, and that's their job, and that's what they do, and that's what they do very well. But we do what we do very well. Right. And so it just depends. And every patient that's in our hospital is approved and screened by our doctors and nurses, so that you know, we don't just take anybody off the street. And you have to have meet certain qualifications and criteria to be in that hospital. So we are Joint Commission certified. So what does that mean? Big deal, right? So the Joint Commission, yeah, the Joint Commission is just a governing body of, you know, our nursing care, our medical care. And if you go above and beyond in certain diagnoses, it's just a little pat on the back. And it's also... we are experts. We're experts at stroke and brain injury. And so we continue to be Joint Commission certified in those two certain
Excellent.
Diagnoses. So.
Now, another thing I do want to point out, that this is something that I've really appreciated getting to know you a little bit more, is the fact that you say, hey, I want to be your go-to medical professional buddy. Question person. So, you know, you can basically point somebody in the right direction for anything and everything. Is that correct?
If you got a call from somebody that said, I don't know what I'm doing. I know that you're a realtor, but I don't think that this is, I don't know what this is. I don't know what I'm, you know, but they called you.
Right.
Even if you couldn't necessarily help them or sell them a house or sell their house or whatever, you're just so glad that they called you because you know your stuff.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
I know my stuff in healthcare. And so if someone calls me and just says, my mom's in the hospital, they're giving her all these options, I have no idea what they're talking about, can you translate? It's like we're translators.
Right.
It is a totally different language.
100%.
And so if they can have me as a lifeline, or, you know, a Facebook message, I get them all the time. You know, I'm in the hospital, or my parents in the hospital, they're talking to me about rehab, they're giving me this list of stuff, you know, which one do I pick? I have no idea. How do we make a referral? All that stuff. Right. And even insurance, because insurance, brother, is a whole different animal.
Yeah, there's nothing more complicated in my life than trying to figure out insurance. Right. I can tell you that. It's just like,
so
come
I
on.
Know enough. I know enough of insurance stuff to be dangerous.
Right.
And I know enough to guide someone to ask the questions that they need to ask. So anyway, but yes, I mean, whatever, if you think healthcare, please just think Maria.
Think Maria. Perfect. We'll make sure.
Because
we'll
no matter what, even if I can't help them, I will point them in the direction of a home health or a whatever they need.
And we'll make sure we'll link the information to contact you on
yes,
the video.
Please.
We'll get the phone number, email, the best places to reach you, so that if anybody has any questions, they
yeah.
know where they can turn.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's no dumb question. I think a lot of people think, oh, I should know this because, you know, it's a hospital, or I should know this. And you really shouldn't.
It's like you said earlier, you know, the fact is you don't ever hope to use a hospital. So why right. would you even know the questions to
and
ask?
And human beings are really good at denial. We're really good at saying, I'm not going to have a heart attack. I'm fine. You know, and you know, then it and then we hope it doesn't come. But
right.
if the day comes that you have it, then you're like, well, crap.
Yeah, there's no class.
I totally should have listened to Maria.
There's no classes to take to say, what do I do if I have a
yeah,
heart attack?
Exactly.
There's nothing to prepare you.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like a fun thing, but on a Sunday afternoon, you know, maybe pick a couple of nursing homes and a couple of places just to pop in. And little side note, if you pop in at lunchtime, they'll usually feed you.
Nice.
And I'm just saying that you can get a free meal out of it.
How's the food?
So, I mean, typically I have yet to be to like an assisted living or, I mean, that the food is not awesome.
Nice.
Because they want their residents to eat. They want them to feel like they're at a restaurant and they feel special. And yeah, it's worth the pop in my
it's good to know. Making a note of that one.
Yeah. But pop in. Don't call.
Right.
because if you call, they're going to prepare for you, and you don't want them to prepare. You want to see them as they are.
That's right.
And you want to see how they act when you come in and ask for a tour and all of it. So, and us included, anything, any healthcare entity should be prepared at all times to give you a tour.
Great tip. Love that. Mm-hmm. So, well, Maria, I absolutely appreciate you coming in today. I think I've got all my questions answered. If there's anything else that you think that we need to know or need to share with anybody.
I would love to share our website. Perfect. Even though you said you probably will put it on the thing.
Absolutely.
But it's just encompasshealth.com/deaconessrehab. And we did shorten the name for the website because that was a little too much. But encompasshealth.com/deaconessrehab. And for those of you maybe that real quick, a lot of people think we're owned by Deaconess. And right. we're partners with Deaconess. We're very near and dear partners with Deaconess in our community. But we are not a Deaconess-owned entity. So whatever that means to you, if that's good, bad, or ugly, I don't know. But a lot of people have that misconception,
right.
especially in this Evansville area, that we're a Deaconess-owned entity, which we are not. We're owned by Encompass Health and then partners with Deaconess. So,
excellent. So yeah. Once again today, this is Maria Evans with Encompass Health Deaconess Rehabilitation Hospital.
So good.
Really appreciate you coming in to talk with me today.
I had a great time.
Glad to have you.
Yay.
Thanks.